Up first on a teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers visits Michigan State on Saturday, a 4 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, thanks for having us on, and wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving this week. It is our last game. The season's flying, really has flown by. It's amazing that we're at the last week already, but our team has improved over the last few weeks, and we're still very hungry to continue to go out and compete and try to play our best game, and we're going to need to do that against a very good Michigan State team this week. So with that, I'll go ahead and open it up for questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. And your first question is from Chris Nowoski, Rivals.com.
Hey, what's going on, Coach? Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. I just had a quick question. I'm curious. Looking back over the last couple of years, do you think about or have any regrets for maybe not starting Gio Urshina at quarterback to begin the year? I know like he's come in games and played well and won some games last year as well.
No, we don't have any regrets. We made a decision as a program at the time, and we still feel good about the decision that we made, and we don't have any regrets.
Okay, and as a follow-up, have you made a decision for this week yet, or not yet?
No, we have not.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Chris. Has this been even more of a challenge than you thought it would be, not just this year, but your entire Rutgers tenure?
No. I mean, I had a pretty good idea what I was getting into when I came here. I knew this was going to take a lot of time and effort and a lot of guts to build the program the way we wanted to build it. And, where we're at is not where we're going to stay. We're disappointed by the record, but I'm pleased by the improvement of a number of young players in our program. We're playing around 30 first- or second-year players. We're starting a freshman quarterback. We've started other freshmen on offense. We're playing some really good defense right now. We're playing good special teams. We're running the ball. We have to improve our pass game. We've just got to continue to develop, continue to recruit, and that's part of the build. So I knew exactly what it was going to be like. And I'm not discouraged. I'm not disappointed. I wish we were a little further along. I do wish that. But, we'll get there.
What's your level of confidence that you'll be able to stay on the job and see this through?
I don't waste a second thinking about it. I know what we're doing. I know the type of culture that we've built in our program. I know the type of kids we have, the work ethic we have, the improvement that we've made. I feel like we're trending the right way in a lot of areas, and I get it. We're all measured by wins and losses, but that's all I'm worried about is working these kids and improving these guys and continuing to recruit to bring in more quality student-athletes.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you. Take care.